The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. About the new children and the energies, vibrations, differences, and gifts they are bringing in. They are showing us a new way of being that holds the key to our evolution. If we allow ourselves to expand, we can together co-create our new earth. Join us now as Saturn III Light Flyers presents Journey with the New Children, Teens and Adults, featuring your hosts, Janice, Michael, and Tristan Bordway, who is one of the new children. They will open their lives to you and invite you to accompany them on this journey of awareness. Now, here is Michael and Janice Bordway.
Hello, and welcome to our very first show, Journey with the New Children, Teens and Adults. I'm Michael.
And I'm Janice.
And we're happy that you are joining us. So, and also with our son Tristan, when he was born back in 1993, there wasn't any information about the new children at that time. No internet, no resources. So we're pretty much on our own. And and we also kind of picked up that he wasn't very comfortable in his body. He just seemed like he was had a more energy field to him, expanded energy field than just the human body could hold. Even when he was a baby, the 21st century kid, as we were told, they didn't really have a word for him at that time, but we had people coming up to us and basically saying, your son is a 21st century kid. And this was back in 1993. Plus, he even was coming to Janice about 2 years before she was pregnant. Do you remember that?
Yes, it was. It was such an interesting experience of having him come and saying, I'm coming. At that time, I was quite busy. I was just finishing my master's in psychology and working. So I said, well, I'm really too busy to have a child right now. So he waited 2 years, and he even has a story about choosing us and seeing us at the beach where we actually lived close to the beach at that time, walking hand in hand. And many years later when we were at the beach, he was saying, oh, that's where I saw you and Dad. So we have always had really a lot of fun stories with Tristan. And really one reason, a huge reason, you know, for doing this program is that with all the years that we've been, the three of us, on this journey together, now Tristan's 20, we wanted to share with everyone what has really helped us. Because these children are different. Like Tristan says, they have come in differently because we've been doing the same thing over and over and over, and look at the world, it's not doing very well. So the children are really coming in different. Many of them, obviously, are teens and adults. We'll talk more about that later. But some of the things that we saw with, for example, Tristan never said his first words were mom and dad. It was when he began to talk, he was telling us about the colors he saw around people.
Actually, one of his first words was Bop, wasn't it? And then we were told later that he came in on the Hail Bop.
The energy of the Hail Bop.
Yeah, so it's like when things of that nature happen in the universe, it seems like we get this surge of new children. So we're not quite sure how that's happening.
And they bring in that, many people talk about that, bringing in the, that astrological event occurs, and they bring in the energy of that. And, when Tristan was really little, we always had to go outside and see the Hail Bop. And so that was one. That was actually his first word. Mm-hmm. Some other things he would talk to me about is one day we were just watching it snow outside, and it was very peaceful. And Tristan said, he started talking about my dad, whose name was Carl. And my dad actually had made his transition during my 7th month pregnancy with Tristan. And Tristan said, I said, Carl, who? And he said, your dad. And basically he said, your dad was the first person who held me after I was born. And that was such a beautiful story and really validated Michael and I, what we experienced at that moment, because we really truly felt my dad's presence. So, and like I said, even though Tristan didn't really speak until the age of more in sentences, three and a half, he was definitely communicating at a very deep level. we've always communicated telepathically, energetically, and definitely most, from our heart centers. So what I can say about that, what really helped us in navigating our way is truly being present. Of course, we'll share the stories of when we were present, but not the ones that we weren't, but we share those too. But since there wasn't a lot of information, we really had to go within ourselves, you know, during Tristan's childhood, and, really finding our way how to, navigate our way with this child. So being present with ourselves was the most important thing, because it put us in the space of being aware and really, truly listening to Tristan, not just with ears, but our entire being. And that has opened up an amazing world for us. At 3 years old, Tristan led us to working with shamans. And that was quite an interesting story. I'll make it brief. He and I were at a bookstore, and we were at the cashier checking out purchasing some books. And there were some flyers about shamans who were visiting, working on, where we live. And he picked the flyer up. Of course, he's three. He's not reading at that age. And he gave me the flyer, and we had that connection. And I said, do you want me to call these people? And he just looked at me and smiled. So when we got home, I called them, and they came over. And from that wonderful experience, they also told Michael and I we had to catch up with our son because he was totally advanced spiritually.
They had us move all the furniture out of the way. We did a journey right then and there, wasn't it?
Yeah, and they said, when we come over, we usually just talk with the family, but move the furniture. We're all lying on the floor doing a journey.
Picking up and Tristan's energy, apparently.
Yeah, they're definitely. And so that's how it's been with Tristan. It's been remarkable. We've been open to it. It's been fun. That led us to working with shaman work and with the foundation of shamanic studies, learning the journey work and soul retrievals.
Well, one of the purposes of the program, of course, is not only to address the children, but also the teens and the adults that interact with the children. And so we want to try to offer as much guidance as we can in our 20 years of experience so that we can help the new energies coming into this planet. I know when Tristan was 8 years old, he also led us to learning Reiki, the reconnection, also healing with crystals, sound, light, color. So there's so many truly unique, kind of really made our family unique in the fact that we're all working together on this particular the pathway. But Tristan is multidimensional, and so he takes us to those higher dimensions as well. And when Tristan was 16, he was asked to be one of the energy workers and intuitive readers at the Agape Spiritual Center. And it was at that age that we began working together as a family with individuals and families all over the world. And also we work with pets as well.
And that's a lot of fun, yeah. So it's been, quite a magical journey and also interesting at times. And we wanted to share it all with you so, it can help you in your journey. And actually, as a matter of fact, right now, Tristan has set his intention to expand the energies of everyone who chooses to participate in this journey with him, with us. So if you choose not to, that is perfectly fine, since we have our own personal journey, and whatever we choose is really for our highest good and our best choice for ourselves. So for those of you who would enjoy being in the space of expansion during this show today, and it will continue forever, just right now, make your intention and declare that you are in this expanded place of the loving light, and anything that is of a denser form that we carry with us, maybe it belongs to us or maybe it belongs to, someone else, we're picking it up from others, can now transmute and transform into a high vibration with total ease, joy, and grace, now and forevermore. And that's really an important thing, is Tristan does work energetically. So he's not physically, he will be on the show another time, but he's not physically with us. However, he wanted to work energetically. So for those of you who would like to participate, he's right there with you right now. So it's, and sometimes Michael and I can get off because we get into his energy and all of a sudden, oh, we're on spaceships and we're over here and it's pretty exciting. And he did that when, we homeschooled, and whenever he would get really bored with whatever we were doing, all of a sudden, he would fly off and I'm with him and I said, okay, mm-hmm. Tristan, that was fun. However, we have to get back to work or whatever. So
right,
we welcome you all to our show today.
Of course, those history courses, last forever because Tristan is one of the new children that bypassed the veil, so to speak. So he remembers all past lives. He remembers our past lives, everyone's past lives.
And other lifetimes in other places, too. Yeah, he's quite remarkable.
Right. I mean, yeah, he talks about Andromeda and, of course, Saturn and, 124 and 132 and
the galaxies.
Sirius. And, he goes into the different galaxies and talks about the existence there and such as well. But it's a matter of kind of, I know when we were homeschooling him, one of the things we would ask him is, okay, how much of you is there today that we have to work with, because he has a tendency to fly off a lot. And this is one of the challenges of the new children as well, is to kind of keep them in their body at appropriate times. And then, they can fly off during meditation or when they're sleeping or whatever. But during the day, it's good to kind of get grounded and focused and stay in their body for the most part. So we'd give them a number line, with percentages on it, and he'd point to 80%, and then we'll say, no, that's not right.
Well, I would say, Tristan, I said, you're never in your body 80%, so I know you better than that. And we would just start laughing. So it was fun. It was a game. And and then as soon as, we would do some connection, connecting and grounding, and we'll talk more about techniques later, but yep. And talk about the importance when we work with these children, our children or other children, yep. How important it is when we're talking to them about grounding into Mother Earth to ground into the new energies, which are actually the old ancient energies, however, were lost for eons of time. And that's the loving, light, nurturing, supportive energies. Because you talk to these children who are truly aware about connecting with Mother Earth, and they just look at you saying, I don't think so. When I connect with Mother Earth, I'm feeling the denseness, I'm feeling a lot of fear energy, mm-hmm. and I'm just going to fly off more. So really discussing with children the loving energies of Mother Earth and what truly is here for all of us, and not to get caught up in the energies of everybody else. So we'll talk more about that later.
Right. So as I was talking, I have a home business and my hours are flexible. So I was homeschooling Tristan as well. And I'm also a credentialed professor and taught for over 30 years. But when I teach students, I mean, the hardest thing to do is to teach someone that's not there. And so, one of the things at the beginning of the day, of course, is, okay, how can we get Tristan back as much as we can back in his body so that he can absorb, the material that we need to cover today, right? And so it's a matter of some techniques that we can share with you as we're going on. Go ahead.
And sometimes, it was, we were grateful that we did homeschool. Sometimes it was, and we live in the mountains, so sometimes it was, we require right now a walk in the forest, mm-hmm. And we would do that and come back, and he would continue working and really be refreshed and in the moment and receiving the information that, the things that we had to do in the 3D world, we call it.
Right. So, many of the children that are being born are bringing in higher vibrations and frequencies. And of course, their DNA is changing as well. 12 strand from 3 or 2, they're going crystal versus carbon, so there's a lot of changing going on. A lot of energy is coming into this planet based on the position of where we're at. And the universe, as everything's moving, the only thing constant in nature is its inconsistency. And so it's a matter of, kind of always being open for change and fluctuation, right? So these new children are coming in, and they've come in, for eons. It's just a matter of, sometimes it surges, the inconsistency of nature. But then, and so it's a matter of also us becoming more aware at this time as well. So we're noticing it more. And it seems like the veils are kind of coming off of us, and remembrance is starting to come back. So we have a higher vibration and frequency of these new children, and of course they're transitioning into dimensions, becoming more conscious. We also include the teens and the adults as well, as we've talked about, with their higher vibration, because they were new children at one point in time, and perhaps into the 3D world they kind of forgot about a lot of that information, but the idea is to try to bring that back now. I mean, looking back in history, we can look at the ones that had a higher consciousness, such as Buddha and Jesus and Gandhi, Mother Teresa, Joan of Arc. Joan of Arc was a real indigo, if you think of it, her that way.
She really embraced that indigo warrior energy type thing going on. Yeah.
Right. But they're all expressing, their energy, right, the type of energy they had. Of course, the children coming in during the time when Tristan was coming in, which are now teens and adults, and so many of us, in our generation are also new children who brought in the new energies as well. I mean, Janice and I are probably, indigos, I guess.
I've been called the starseed mom of Tristan, so whatever that
mom is. Okay. And so we just
we have a lot of space time.
right. So we just use the new term new children, encompassing everyone who has brought in the new energies, is what we want to talk about there.
And, you know, because it's also the fact that, you know, we all have our inner child, definitely. So the inner child is yelling out, expand, expand, get into the new energies. And sometimes our physical body is saying, oh, it's feeling uncomfortable, because that brings, you know, our expansion that we've been doing for, you know, several years now, and even more intense energy and expanding our energy now. It gets a little frightening sometimes for many of us adults who, and children, you know, all of them, who have had different lifetimes where maybe perhaps speaking out wasn't a safe thing to do, but they did anyway, and then they were harmed some way. So it is bringing up a lot of different things for all of us, and, you know, our inner child to like, expand, expand, it's so much better than being constricted and in all the weird, dense energy, and that's what we work with the children, too, that they're so expanded, but picking up that constricted energy, which can cause them a lot of problems.
Well, there's a lot of carryover from past lives, other existence, past, present, future, I mean, whatever theories you want to believe in, but there's a lot of DNA carryover, soul memory, you know, there's a lot of different terms given to it as well. And so when Tristan first started, when he came in, there was a lot of fear around the body.
Right.
And then, of course, you know, we went into the past life stories of why that was, you know, and he was a different warrior and so on, and Nazi days and so on. So we had to kind of get through the fear issue so he can kind of move on as well.
Well, during that lifetime, it was, when you mentioned Nazi, he was on the receiving end of that. And he remembers that took him about 4 years to tell me that story about he and his family being murdered. And it was very, very traumatic. It was as if he was living that life at that moment. And when he started talking, he would say, a long time ago, and began telling us a story. And that was one of them that was just so extremely traumatic that he remembered. And he would drift off and then come back and we'd play. I would never force him. I'd never ask him to go back there, because I just knew he wasn't ready. 4 years later, he was. It still gives me goosebumps when I think about it and how he told me. But those are things we, as parents, being present and aware and being with our children will help them so much, because perhaps they're acting out in some way. But
right.
You know,
the idea is not to replay these issues lifetime over and over again. I mean, get off the what we call get off the karmic hamster wheel. And so we can take a look at why I'm feeling this way, or why I don't like this person, or whatever reason that happens to be.
Why this person doesn't like me.
Or why this person doesn't like me, right? And, you know, then once you understand the reasoning behind it, then the processing seems to be a lot easier.
Yeah, it just melts away. And that's, you know, Tristan says he came in, he didn't want to come to this life on Earth. And he said he calls it the argument with God. But we have it on our website, Conversations with Tristan, and it's his conversation or his argument with God. I'm not going there. Well, but, you know, God gave him that message of basically saying, you know, so many people forgot how to love on Earth. It would be very important for you to come and teach people to love again. And he told me that story when he was like 6 or 7. I can't remember. So, and he said he came, you know, to Earth. Well, if I'm coming then I'm going to not go through the veil of forgetfulness. And it's very true. These children are coming just remembering. And it's so important for us as parents to pick up those cues and to really be present and go outside the box. Oh, well, you know, there is no box anymore. And, you know, we'll get into labels and so many other things. But, you know, with the new children, I just wanted to say that we have a lot more information about this very subject on our website, Saturn3LightFires.com, under new children. And so you can always read that. It gives a lot of information that we won't get into at this point.
Yeah. So just to describe the purpose of the show again and what the format is, there'll be a new show the second Wednesday of every month. However, this show will be replayed at the same time every Wednesday. until that second Wednesday of each month occurs. And, of course, can be retrieved on archives and such if the time isn't convenient for you.
Well, he was telling you that because he was going to say, next show we're going to talk about something.
Right. Oh, so yeah, the next show, of course, we're going to talk about labels and that are given to the children. Many of the labels are more vibrational, such as Indigo Star, Crystal Rainbow, Pyramid. Tristan came up with that term about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, 2012, actually.
In July, I think it was.
Well, he started talking about it in March.
Okay.
And I remember that, and he said the new children hearing, and it's on the website as well, we won't get into it, the Pyramid Energy, and the pyramids were actually places of healing and education. The energy of ascension, of a lot of interesting energy there. So he talked about the pyramid children would be coming in July of 2012. So we've met some, and they're just really a lot of fun.
Yeah, if you go back over history, you'll find that the pyramids were built, all pyramids were built over water because water is a conduit of energy. The pyramids in Egypt, actually the Nile was under it, but now it's shifted 2 miles or 3 miles away from it. But anyway, so pyramid children and also the three-dimensional labels that are given to them as well today, which is ADD, ADHD, autism, OCD, bipolar, Asperger's.
Yeah, dyslexia, you know, OCD, all those things that you were saying. Even I would say schizophrenia. We have a lot of insight about that we'll share later on.
So these are the way children are being diagnosed as well, but just because it's fitting into a description of, what is it, DSM-3 or whatever.
I think it's a five or something.
Yeah, five now. However, today we wanted to discuss a very important aspect of these children, and that is the fact that they are very aware. In coming in highly developed senses and nervous systems is more developed as well. So going from carbon to crystal, we just have to be aware of the new body, their new bodies.
Ours too, because we're all shifting.
We're all shifting, that's right, because we're on this ship together, so to speak. But they being mostly crystals, are an understanding that a crystal is an amplifier. So whether you're in a good mood or a bad mood, it's going to amplify it. And so that's something we have to kind of be aware of as well, using crystals. But these children have the crystalline type of body, so they're going to pick up energies and they're going to amplify it, and perhaps not in a very good manner. And so then with that type of amplification or level of awareness, then we go into the term what is called sensitivity. Just because they don't know how to process that energy that they're amplifying. And so it's a matter of taking a look at helping them with that, and of course the teens and the adults that work with the children as well, and so that we can kind of make it a much smoother way of going in this particular on this particular planet. I won't say in this dimension, because I'd like to think that we're moving into the fourth and fifth and beyond as far as transitioning goes.
Well, when you talk about that too, Michael, when you're saying, you know, think of everything we do every day that is of a higher dimension, and that is work with our, you know, the care and nurturing of our energy fields, meditation, Qigong, yoga, all these things, and so much more. Our conversation is shifting, the way we communicate more energetically than verbally sometimes. And that is all higher dimensional living. And what these children with these really high vibrations and with this new energy is really teaching us how to expand and communicate so many different ways. Michael was talking about amplifying, as he was saying, we're all moving from the carbon bodies to crystal. You know, I mean, how many of us are just really perceiving a lot more than what we used to do a few years ago? I mean, I always have all my life, but, you know, for many, you know, Michael talks about how much more he's feeling. And it's so interesting when you wake up to that, and it's wonderful to be aware, because then you can process it and take care of ourselves so much better. I mean, when Tristan was, you know, little, he would stand in front of people and just scream. And which was very unnerving as a mom. However,
I know we had to leave the restaurants a little premature.
Many anyway. Times. And we just did. We just took care of him. We left. We would do whatever
usually
we needed to
usually get
him
out of the environment is one thing, isn't it?
Right. And he would say if he was around a person or in the energy of a person who wasn't being authentic and wasn't being honest even with themselves, he would stand in front of them and scream because he wanted to wake them up to their true self. So we had to teach him. I was like, well, wait a minute, they're going to think you're the problem. So we really had to work with him on You know, how can you show, you know, how can you be in your energy field, not take on their energy and express yourself in a more meaningful manner that they won't think you're the problem? They can actually learn from this. So, you know, like Michael said, there was not a lot of information out there, but going within, we really, went in. We did a lot of work on ourselves.
Our first reaction is, okay, we have a problem with our child. And so, you know, and we have to take care of that and take a look at that and so on. But later, as we all kind of learned together, we learned and became more aware that it was just, it's all energy. And so how can we process the energy properly so it doesn't become a problem for us or others and such as well?
Our children, yeah. Because, you know, these children are, you know, telepathic. They communicate energetically. They really come from their hearts. And they perceive so much more than just what's in the physical world. So helping them with their energy fields, our energy fields, is really, really important to do.
Yeah, so we just go through and take a look at where they're at on a daily basis, kind of get into their level of energy and understand where they're at. To be more present is good as well in our bodies. And so we have to start taking care of our bodies so that we can help them with theirs and help them acclimate into this particular time frame as well.
And that's what they've come here for, is to reawaken us. So we're re-remembering exactly everything we've known before in a different, you know, different time. And it's, you know, the wake-up call sometimes can be pretty forceful, but we have to do it. It's time.
Yeah, sometimes there's not an option, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of...
Well, there could be an option. It's all our choice.
Well, it's all choice.
Yeah, and we could choose to do something that's not going to be, you know, really helpful.
Right. But it looks like we're coming up on our first, our break here. And so we want to thank you for tuning in, and we'll be basically right back after these commercials, and we're going to talk about awareness and sensitivities and how that's all kind of being looked at right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of children who are, you know, being called like highly sensitive children, energetically sensitive. And we're going to really talk about, is it really sensitivity? We believe it's awareness, and that's what we're seeing. And that's a really important distinguishing to make with your children. So,
okay, then we'll be right back after this break. Thank you.
This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network. Tristan, Michael, and Janice assist children, teens, adults, and families on their journey of awareness. In The Loving Light Illuminations, energies and vibrations of individuals and families are activated and aligned to create more harmony. In The Enlightenment Sharing Sessions, they will clearly envision the current dynamics of what is occurring and share suggestions and techniques that will be beneficial in achieving positive changes. For more information, please visit Saturn3LightFlyers.com/services. The Crystal Cradle was called forth to support the expanding wave of new children. They hold and bring a higher vibration and consciousness to our troubled world, which has not been comfortable for them. We have labeled their discomfort a disability and wanted them to be normal. By valuing who they are, we can best support their individual development and their mission to evolve humanity. Join us in the supportive energy of the Crystal Cradle. Visit crystalcradle.net. Again, that's crystalcradle.net.
What if you could have the proper vibrational resonance, tools, and techniques required to navigate your way in this world with more ease and grace? Tristan, Michael, and Janice have come together to create a loving atmosphere wherein you will receive the optimal experience to awaken, empower, and embody the true you. Please visit Saturn3LightFlyers.com to learn more about this family, their services, events, free tools, techniques, visualizations, and more to assist you on your journey. That's Saturn3LightFlyers.com. Michael Bordway is a licensed architect and credentialed professor. MBA's architectural style specializes in designs that support and nurture individuals through his energetic vibrational green architecture. By implementing the proper use of light, sound, crystals, aroma, colors, and texture, creating a unique experience for every individual occupying the building. MBA also offers professional and exam seminars. Please visit MBA-architectural.com.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are listening to Journey with the New Children, Teens, and Adults, presented by Saturn 3 Light Flyers. To connect with us, please send an email to mjt@saturn3lightflyers.com. That's MJT, as in Michael, Janice, and Tristan, at Saturn3LightFlyers.com. Now, back to our show.
Hello again, and thanks for joining us. We left off with the terms of sensitivity and awareness. You know, when you really think about it, it pretty much is just all awareness. Now, what do we do with what we are aware of? Okay, and what do we do with it? And if we don't know what to do with that energy that we're aware of, then that ends up kind of going into that category of sensitivity. But if we are aware and we realize we can use that to our benefit and process it properly, then we can go into a healthy pathway.
When Tristan was little, we would hear that from people. We just really worked alternatively with so many people. We have millions of stories about that we won't get into, but they would use, some of them would use the word sensitive with Tristan. I would think, that's not feeling right. That's not really, feeling right for me. And what is a sensitivity? We think he's more aware. And so, we looked up really the word of sensitivity and what it means and the meaning behind it, the susceptibility to other people's feelings, thoughts, attitudes, and to take them on, to take offense, or, could be hurt by them. And then when we looked up awareness, it's the meaning, the definition of awareness is a person having or showing realization, perception, or knowledge. And we thought, wow, that's empowering. Whereas mm-hmm. sensitivity, that word, the energy behind that word is just so disempowering. And that's not very helpful to us or our children. Mm-hmm. So we, as parents thought, well, we're just doing something different and our child is aware and we're going with it.
Yeah. How many times were you blamed as being the problem when you were a child?
Yeah, exactly.
And, you didn't know how to work out the energy. So then you ended up, acting out, having a meltdown, whatever. And then everyone's looking at you as if you're the issue. But perhaps, like Janice was saying earlier, this is a wake-up call as to what's going on with the energy as well. I mean, when we talk about awareness, there's a lot of things involved with awareness as well. But many labels such as highly sensitive children and highly energetic sensitive children, are kind of the buzzwords lately. And
just call them aware.
Yeah, we just call them aware. But there's a number of awarenesses. I don't know, Janice, if you want to go down the list of that a little bit.
Yeah, and it went really, these children and even some of us, I was labeled as being very sensitive as a child, but I was like, don't you people see? And they didn't, and it made it very uncomfortable for me. So the children are really coming in and telling us something about ourselves and the world, and unfortunately a lot of it is not very healthy. So we'll share lots of tools in the program later on. So you working with children and yourselves can really help us navigate in this world with some intense energies going on lately. So some of the things for example, Tristan and I, we don't have gluten, wheat, dairy, soy, and sugar, many other things because preservatives, whatever else, because it just doesn't fit right with our systems. Many people call those food allergies, intolerances, food sensitivities.
Actually, restaurants now and such are starting to carry those on the menu, which is the gluten-free types of foods and such.
Right, because I see it could be a marketing thing, but who knows? So, so we saw it as well. Is it really healthy to eat all these foods with pesticides and? Even the energy of people who are handling the food or, the GMOs and wheat, gluten, and dairy because it's got so much junk in it. So is it really the highest vibration? Not really. So are they, mm-hmm. is it a sensitivity or an awareness saying, hey, we got to change our ways of eating and our crops and the way we're farming and so on.
Well, I think we also thought that even though it was gluten-free and very healthy food, what about the person that's preparing that? Okay, so is that picking up the energy there as well? Yeah. And so then we end up thinking about, well, maybe that's the reason why we have to bless our food before we eat it, as some religions do, and have been a number of years. So
or just being spiritual, yeah, and blessing our food.
But we do, you know, what we do, we take Tristan sometimes to the store with us and basically ask him about the energy around the food. We used to do the muscle testing and then the close the eyes and go move forward, backwards, and people thought we were crazy in the store, but anyway.
Now we just feel into the energy, and it's something that Michael and I, we have this ability. Tristan, of course, sees a lot more than what we do. But we feel into it, and it's always fun when Tristan comes with us to even the farmer's market or wherever that, you know, I don't know if I want to say, but I'm going to say it. But sometimes people say it's organic, but it really isn't, or whatever.
It might be organic, but what about the crop across the street?
Yeah, you know, something's up, and Tristan will say, oh, there's lion, dark clouds around there or whatever. But it's interesting because we feel it. So that's a fun thing to do with the your kids when you go to the market or the farmer's market or whatever, you know, talk about, or even restaurants. Tristan will drive by a restaurant and said, oh, that really has weird energy or something. And it could be a wonderful restaurant. However, maybe the workers are inside are upset that day or whatever. So it's very interesting when you become very aware, you just, it opens up a new world.
So food is something to think about, you know, food allergies and so on.
More of an awareness, not
more than awareness. Right. Knowing what to do with it properly is the way to go. There's also clothing. Some children are very sensitive to clothing, and so to wear very natural type of clothing is very good for them, and not so much synthetic, you know, and such. So some children I know can't even wear any clothes at all, or very limited clothing, just because they're so skin sensitive. And
but then again, is that an awareness? Now Tristan talks about, and see, Tristan is quite aware, so he'll talk about some of the kids, and he'll say, well, you know, their last life before they, you know, came to Earth, they were in a place where, you know, they're in their light body, or the material they used was of such a high vibration that when you would put it on, when you'd wear it, it would actually nurture and support you, and you'd feel that vibration. So many of these children are bringing in such a high vibration onto the Earth in order to help us to, you know, evolve and ascend, that they are very much in their light bodies. And unfortunately, many of them are ones receiving all these horrible diagnoses and really not treated well. We're going to talk about that next show.
Right.
But they, so they come in with these amazing energetic light bodies that, and it does create challenges for them. However, is that a sensitivity? No. Again, it's awareness, showing us that maybe the clothing that we're wearing isn't of the highest vibration.
And we're talking about putting what, crystals in clothing?
Crystal clothing.
So, hey, there we go.
As crystals, we live in our clothing. Crystal houses, yeah.
Yeah, in our crystal houses, there you go. So, anyway, another type of sensitivity or awareness could be a noise issue. And noise, of course, is unwanted sound. And so the children are very sensitive to the noise. So you see sometimes they're walking around with headphones on, but it's not attached to anything, you know. And basically the idea is to muffle and play down the decibels or acoustic level so they're not so affected. So noise is a very important issue as well. I know that we went into an IMAX theater with Tristan once when he was, I don't know, seven, six, and we just had to leave right away because he started screaming. So there's a lot of sensitivity there or awareness as far as noise levels go.
And it's also, you know, he talks about the other places of, you know, that we existed and some of the children who are having the issues with the noise. And, you know, frankly, we live in a very noisy planet. We live in the mountains. It's very, very peaceful, very quiet. When we go down the hill for any length of time, we're like, whoa, sensory overload. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Tristan actually does better than Michael and I because he's learned to navigate all the energies. Michael and I are like, oh, we're ready to go home. But because we're still working on ourselves, of course, and learning, you know, I mean, really, these kids that really know so much about energy that are so diagnosed, usually with autism, will be going to them in a few years. People will be going to them in a few years who haven't worked on their energy field, saying, wow, how do you navigate your way in this new earth? I just don't get this energy. So they're going to be our teachers. They're our teachers now if we are open and allowing to it. So it's amazing. And so Tristan does talk about the noise. And the fact that in these other dimensions, it's very quiet, it's peaceful. You know, the Wi-Fi is not so crazy, and it's just so different. So when they come in from perhaps their last, you know, these other lives on these other places, they have more awareness of that life than really their third dimensional reality of Earth. And so there's some confusion where they can still, you know, have this. And plus they're teaching us too. It's noisy here. Let's quiet it down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and another sensitivity type, it could be touch. So why don't some kids want others to touch them? And so they're feeling the people's energies. So it is very uncomfortable for them when someone touches them. So the person that's touching them, of course, is transferring energy to them. And again, they're being so aware of that energy, they'll pick it up and act it out or whatever. So touch is something that sometimes children should really just go barefoot a lot and walk on the ground and earth and so on, so they can stay grounded for the most part as well.
And also with the touch thing, with, like Michael was saying, you know, some children don't want to be touched by others. And instead of seeing them as the problem, what if we had the awareness of what energy am I holding on to? What denseness am I holding on to? Or what is it about me that they're not enjoying that touch? What am I transferring to them? I mean, it's a whole different way of being. And when we have that awareness, wow, just think of all the things we can change and how these children who are often misdiagnosed can teach us instead of seeing them as a problem. So, again, waking up.
Now we got, Wi-Fi's and EMFs, you know, with the game boxes and such that are coming out these days, and children playing on those, and then after so long, they're ending up with red cheeks and things of that sort. And so, the best thing to do, of course, is take a break. I mean, let them play for 20 minutes on those, but then take a break, and that way they don't get such inundation with the Wi-Fi and the EMFs and such. What we usually ask Tristan is, for 20 minutes or so, let's go take a walk outside real quick and then come back in, and you can, continue on if you want.
And, so like Michael said, when they're doing a lot of Xbox or Wi-Fi things with Wii, get outside or just do some grounding techniques that we're going to talk about in a minute. Take some baths in the Epsom salts, a combination of Epsom salts and baking soda. And I would say, like a quarter cup of each to get started with, and then a cup each later on. And that really rids us of the toxins in and out, of our body, all the negative type of energies and so on. And it's a good way, of course, that also the toxins, we can clean our homes with healthy, high vibrational cleaning goods. But, children, we go to school and we go to different places, so they pick up. Some of these very aware children pick up a lot of the toxins, and the baths also help you with that. It's just also with a lot of children react with vaccinations and just, be an informed parent or person instead of, well, everybody's getting vaccinations, so I have to do it. Vaccinations have some pretty interesting ingredients such as formaldehyde, mercury, and aluminum, and we didn't feel that they were very high vibrational for Tristan, so we opted out, and he's never been on antibiotics either. And it's not like we've been home and doing nothing. Michael travels on his business, and we go with him everywhere. So Tristan's around people, he's doing things, and he's never been sick. So also, like Michael was saying, the children are aware of the people's thoughts, feelings, and energies, and picking up stuff from around the world that's going on. And they might not be conscious of those energies that they're picking up, so they'll act it out in some manner. And because many of them are multi-dimensional, they will escape and go to the higher dimensions that are more comfortable and loving for them. So they're seen as maybe attention deficit and all those things. So,
why stay here in a very dense, environment when they can fly off somewhere? We used to call it daydreaming back in the earlier days.
Now it's attention deficit,
sitting in school and thinking about, Hawaii or something. I don't know. And so it's a matter of, keeping them here so they can kind of, because the more grounded you are, the more you're in your body, then the faster you're allowed to ascend. And so it's a matter of trying to, get the children to stay in their bodies at appropriate times.
Yeah, many of the children are very aware of, they see and feel and sense angels and fairies and spirit guides, star visitors, ascended masters. And, many, like Tristan told me, he saw those plus more. And then he told me about my dad who had made his transition. So, you know, many of the beings also are really not of the loving light that they're seeing, that, and they call that night terrors, and children are really frightful of sleeping, but some kind of, you know, weird things out there. And it's, again, not to be fearful, but aware of that, and how can we, you know, give our children the tools and techniques so they can feel confident and be able to tell these. We're going to have a whole show on this, so I'm not going to go into detail, you know, and be in their space and be in their energy field and be able to say to physical or non-physical beings that they don't want in their presence to stay out. So it's, you know, really important.
So there's a lot of awareness going on with the new children, the teens and adults, and it's a matter of what we do with that and how we pick it up and how we process it as well. So it's a matter of being, so to speak, Janice and I would like to share tools with you and techniques so we can help bridge that. We call it the rainbow bridge, you know, for transition and from this dimension into the higher dimensions, and understand what we're aware of and how to properly process it instead of going in the negative direction.
Yeah, because, I mean, so, you know, are they truly sensitive or just having to be so extreme, some of them, to wake up our society in order to change things for the better and for the benefit of all? So, you know, that we're really seeing that, you know, and really what would it take to give our children the tools and techniques, and us too, to assist them in a world that just doesn't understand them or call them a label, and they just, and which doesn't really help. So we have, you know, again, I'm going to say that we do have lots of tools and techniques on our website, Saturn3LightFlyers.com. Many of the things that we learned on our own over the years that we found very helpful, and, you know, they're just on the website, they're free, and you can look at them. And they're just things that we found, and working really energetically has really helped Tristan and Michael and I. We've learned so much.
Yeah. So in our society, we learn to take care of our intellect first, and then our body, and maybe our emotions, and never do we hear anything about taking care of our energy fields. And so this is something that we always want to be conscious of. Is you know, the openings in our energy field, for the most part, because those are like welcome mats for you know, Wi-Fi negative implants, if you want to call it that, you know, and flying around, and they'll just pick up and go right in. And gee, like, why am I thinking that way? Why am I so negative right now? And here come the implants, you know, and the distractors, and so it's a matter of consciously visualizing that we have a solid energy field around us, and nothing can penetrate it. And so we go through, and, you know, we fill it up with different colors, or, you know, whatever visualization you want to use to keep your energy field solid, especially behind you. It seems to be the most susceptible area. I know Tristan, you know, I don't know what distance he goes out. He goes out way, way far.
Well, expanded.
And so he's really expanded, and so it's a matter of always reminding him, you know, watch your energy field when we go into a populated area and such, and that type of thing. We try not to get too much into the fear. We're more in empowerment and awareness, and if you're into that level of empowerment and awareness, then the fear stuff just kind of goes away. It just bounces off. You don't have to get into walking around with a protective bubble or, you know, any of that.
No, it's nothing about protection. We do not teach protection whatsoever. Right. Protection's about fear. We have to protect ourselves from something horrible out there. No, it's about nurturing and taking care of ourselves, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally, and definitely our energy field. That's just part of the process. That's a higher, again, dimensional living, is always checking in. How's our energy field doing?
Right.
And like Michael said, because it will, you know, if it's open, we will be taking on, you know, the thoughts, feelings, energies of others. And so that's really can get us confused about our energy and what we're doing. So, you know, first, it's really important for adults, of course, the adults in these children's lives to be present, so they are in their awareness and connected with themselves, so they could be more connected with their children. And I'm sorry,
but I just wanted to add there that you know, children are magnets for the most part, and they don't have a level of discernment or dissemination between the energy types that are coming in. So I know we had some issues here when Tristan was younger with negative entities, and so we had to, you know, teach Tristan how to empower himself and tell these entities that he didn't want to be around to go away. And in the universal law, they do have to listen to that. And so, you know, of course, we smudged and drummed and all that as well, the house, and cleared it, you know. But it's continuously, you know, having to do that. Sometimes you'll get an entity coming in. There's a lot of portals, you know, in every house as well, and a number of portals and around the world and so on. And how many billions of portals do we have? And so can we properly protect those portals?
Well, it's not protection. It's taking care of the portals and having them taken care of and however you want to do that. But there's all kinds of things that can come into the portals, and we'll definitely talk about that.
That's another show.
So I want to get into some of the exercises, and yep, just very, very, very simple for the adults, just to say, you know, just to get centered. I know this is a lot of words and we're going fast, but just to be with yourself and say, I am in my energy field. I am present and aware of my energy field. I am well taken care of and nurtured in my energy field. And I know I said it fast, but you can say that to yourself and just feel into that energy. It's really remarkable how more present and aware you will feel. Questions adults can ask themselves, and again, not for an answer, for awareness, to feel into the energy. Remember, we're moving into energy beings, so to feel into that energy. So questions such as, can I be more present with myself? Can I acknowledge myself even more? Can I acknowledge my knowing even more now? Can I trust myself? So, you know, that's really important for, you know, and for, of course, adults to work with their energy field. So it's a family thing. You do it all together. You know, it works. And then when we're dealing with our children, we want more awareness with what's going on with our children. We can ask questions such as, depending on the situation, here's some examples. What is the true reason my child has stomach aches before going to school or is always getting in trouble at school? What is the true reason my child is acting out around this person? So, and you know, feeling into that energy, you'll receive the awareness and it'll resolve. You know, when requiring information and awareness about a situation with our children, you know, you can do guided visualizations where you're meeting with their children's guardian angels, their spirit guides, their higher selves, and asking them for clarity and guidance. Again, this is on our Tools and Technique page. It's a whole visualization. I give an example. And before meditation or before we go to bed, we can connect with their beings of light and receive awareness. It really is amazing.
Yeah, so, you know, it's just taking a look at becoming more aware, more perceptive. The more we're in our body, the more we can help our children as well and teens but it's a matter of going through and taking a look at where we're at with our particular energy as well.
So, you know, what we did with Tristan is, you know, we did this when he was young, and we had him lie down on a huge paper, and we were drawing his body. He loved anatomy and drawing the parts inside, but then he started drawing his energy field, his chakras, and it was like, wow, okay, this is really interesting. And it was really amazing. So we say do that with your children. Have them draw on paper their energy fields. Where are they losing their energy? And then you can do a visualization of seeing the loving, whatever light you want to use, golden light, blue light, rainbow, anything you want to do that's so important, and filling that all up. So there's so many tools to do, and if they're really expanded, just say visualize that light going out to take care of you. It's so beautiful. Yeah. And if children don't speak or unable to work with that, you're the parent, the person in their life, you're a surrogate, so you can start working with that as well.
Right. Understanding how the children are feeling is very important. We used to have a game called Onion Head, wasn't it? And so we asked Tristan, okay, how are you feeling today? You know, and
they're cards with pictures of onions with faces on them, different emotions. So those are great cards to have around themselves. A wonderful thing we love doing with Tristan, because like Michael said, their nervous system is so advanced. That's why they're in such awareness, is that Tristan would lie on his stomach and we had a really soft ball and we would just take the ball and give him a ball massage. We want sometimes not touch them if they pick up their energy and we're thinking, oh, we don't have time to do this, we do something else. So we use that really soft, squishy ball and really go up and down their spinal cord, and it really, really calms them down. There's, you know, different essential oils like vetiver, lavender, and frankincense for grounding and calming works wonders to put on the back of their neck, their feet, bottom of their feet, and so on.
So getting them back on their body, grounding techniques, that's another show. But we'll have Tristan on the show with us in the future as well. But we just wanted to do this introductory show. But, you know, being outside in nature, doing nature walks, creating a rock garden, sitting on rocks. We had a rock garden out here. We designed a labyrinth. And a little meditation. Things of being quiet and listening to meditative music. Snow globe analysis is always nice. If they start to get elevated, just shake up a snow globe and then have them look at that, and then they can kind of visualize it kind of calming on down, and hopefully they're calming down at the same time.
Can work, and it's practice, and it's a process, so they can practice with that, so much before any meltdowns are acting out, and they can learn how to, work with their energy. Do Qigong and yoga. It's amazing how they can learn so fast how to work with their energy. They just need some words and help with it. Go to our website. We have wonderful visualizations, a rainbow visualization. Balancing our body, which I was going to do, but we're running out of time.
We need
to do that because there's so many energies and so much words that we...
Yeah, but we'll talk to you again, and we do want to thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you again for joining us on the journey with the new children, teens, and adults, and we look forward to spending more time with you and sharing our experience as well on future shows. So
yeah, we'll see you next time.
Okay, so you take care, and we'll talk to you again.
Thank you again for tuning into Journey with the New Children, Teens, and Adults, a production of Saturn III Light Flyers. Please join Janice, Michael, and Tristan Bordway again for more insight next Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Have a good week.